It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My television neighbor. I know people who like me to wave. Yeah. You like to wave? I do too. Some friends of mine would like to have a picture of my fish tank, so they loaned this camera to me, and I thought we'd just take the picture right away. A picture of the fish tank. We'll go into the kitchen and do that. Fish, I'm going to take your picture. Yep. I think if I just go right here. Now, it takes a while for this picture to develop, but I will draw a picture of a fish while we're waiting. Going to draw one of you, fish. How's that? Pretty good. Let me see if the picture's ready. Yep. It is. Take a look at the two of them. What do you think? This one's more exact, but this one I made myself. In fact, I just thought of something to do with this one. This one, of course, we'll give to my friends when I take their camera back to them. I'm going to cut this one out. I'll just put some tape on it and put it on a stick. And have a fish on a stick. That's a funny kind of pet, isn't it? Come along, fish. You just go right along and say hello to those fish. I have some pictures of some people with other pets here that I'd like you to see. Yeah, pets all dressed up for a pet show. Oh, that's the telephone. Hello? Yes, Bob, how are you? Good. Oh, I was just making a fish on a stick. Yeah. Your dog? For the night? Well, why don't you bring him over and we can meet each other and we'll see. All right? Sure, see you later. Goodbye. That's Bob Trow. He wants us to take care of his dog for a night. So I just asked him to bring him over. We could meet him a little later. Now, let me show you these pictures of pets all dressed up for a pet show. That boy with his sheep. That those girls have. Big turtle, isn't it? That boy is a great big parrot.
with a cat. Girl with a duck. Boy with a very fancy dog. Yeah, that dog must have won some ribbons. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Do you feel that you're fancy? A lot of people are fancy, both on the outside and the inside. Let's have some make-believe. Come on, Charlie. You know, last time we pretended that everyone in the neighborhood of make-believe was thinking about Anna Platypus's birthday, which is coming soon. Why don't we pretend some more about that now? In fact, we could make-believe that Anna wants a pet for her birthday. What kind of pet do you suppose she might want? Well, we'll just think about that now, in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, so Anna told you she wants a pet for her birthday. Elsie Jean, do you think you're going to be able to get it for her?
I think so. There's so many kinds of pets. One of them will be just right for her, I'm sure.
Well, Mrs. Platypus, niece Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Claudia.
Did someone say pets? I thought I heard someone speaking about pets.
Well, you did, Uncle Friday. Yeah. Elsie Jean is thinking of getting a pet for little Anna's birthday.
Well, I guess I'm the pet person around here. You can ask me all about pets.
You, Uncle Friday?
You have a pet, sire?
Yes, just a moment. My pet happens to be nearby. I shall fetch it. Here he is. Mrs. Platypus, kindly meet Troglodytes Aiden. You've already been introduced, niece Evelyn.
Yes, I have, Uncle Freddy.
I'm pleased to,
A pet is a source of great joy, and Trog is a splendid bird.
Yes, sire.
A blithe spirit.
I imagine so, sire.
A cloud dweller. Troglodytes, Aiden. My wren is my pet, is my very royal pet. Greet it, Troglodytes, Aiden. Meet my wren, Troglodytes, Aiden. Lovely.
But Uncle Friday, Troglodytes, Aiden is made of wood.
Yes.
He's a toy on a stick.
Niece Eberlyn, a pet is a pet. I enjoy Troglodytes, Aiden. Perhaps you would even like to... give him a walk and sing to him.
You mean like this? Troglodytes, Aiden. Your wren is your pet, him. Troglodytes, I eat him. Meet your pet, Troglodytes, I eat him.
Very, very nice. Lovely, Trog. Yes, beautiful. Did you enjoy that little walk and singing time with Lady Avalon?
It was very nice, Uncle Friday.
Yes.
It's just we were talking about pets, you know.
Yes, well, I can possibly arrange for Anna to have one almost exactly like this.
Oh. I think she'd like a live pet, sire.
Well, live pets are entirely different kinds of creatures.
Yes, sire.
One cannot usually keep a live pet in a drawer.
No, but live pets are more cuddly at times than a one on a wooden stick.
I suppose they are. Well, I've done what I could.
We'll carry on, Uncle Friday. Trust us.
Very well. A king tries to please his subjects, and after a certain point, he must simply trust them. Come along, Troglodytes. Farewell, ladies.
Farewell, Uncle Friday. Ah, well, everyone likes to have ideas.
I know, and Lady Elaine Fairchild certainly has ideas, too.
Oh?
She's in her museum, and she's going to show Anna and her friends pictures of animal pets she thinks Anna would like.
Well, it looks like everybody's here. Robert Troll, Daniel Tiger, Anna Platypus, and Prince Tuesday. Now, you can all follow me. The concourse of catalogs is open for a presentation of pets. Now, come along. Right around this way. All right, kids, this is the concourse of catalogs, where you can just find practically anything you want in a picture. Now, you want to see about some pets, is that right, Anna?
Yes, please.
Okay, now, one thing you could have... Oh, wait a minute. We need to have the lights down, please, so we can see the pictures real well. It is fun, isn't it? Well, you could have a bug... That's one thing. You could have a big bug like that for a pet. Or you could have a snail.
Oh, he's cute.
But personally, I think you'd look great with a whale, Anna.
A whale?
Yes, we could just dig a huge whale pond right there in the neighborhood. But you'd need a boat to take it for a walk. There you are.
I don't think I want a whale. But thanks anyway, Lady Elaine.
You're welcome, dear. I can understand now. But how about something more fun, like a monkey? A great big monkey. They can be funny, you know. And real cute. And they can be easy to feed. You just give them a banana, you know. What do you say about a monkey?
Oh, I don't think so. They seem too big and jumpy.
Oh, well. One last try. An animal that helps out around the house. It could take you for a ride. Yes. Or it looks great at a party. See? And it can even water your garden or give you a shower. That's it. An elephant. Okay, lights on, everybody. Lights on. I think we've settled on a nice big elephant.
Gee, I never thought of elephants and apes as pets.
Well, I like them. I like them all very much.
Gee, I wonder if they're safe. I mean, do people really have pets like that?
Don't worry, Daniel.
Okay, that's the panoply of pets. Now, what will it be now?
Thanks for the pictures, Lady Elaine. That was really fun.
But what about the elephant, dear?
No, I don't think I could take care of an elephant. But the pictures were wonderful, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'm glad you liked them. Oh,
thanks,
dear.
Lady Elaine.
And happy 3 days before your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, go see who that is, will you, kid? Somebody's ringing the bell. Yeah, thanks. Just go on.
Yoo-hoo.
Anna.
Prince Tuesday. Kids. Daniel. Hi.
A whale or an ape?
Yes. Oh, it sounds as if you all had fun.
Oh, yes. But I don't think Lady maybe Elaine knows why I wanted a pet.
Why do people want pets, Anne? I've always wanted to know.
Well, I want a pet that I can chase and jump and tumble after.
I think if I had a pet, I'd want one that wouldn't go very far. You know, like a fish.
Well, I want a pet I can hug and whisper to and tell my secrets to. But not a whale or an ape or an elephant.
Mm-hmm. Well, different people want them for different reasons.
Oh, you see that elephant?
Oh, yes, it was so funny.
It was so big. I know.
Did you see that elephant?
Anna wanted a pet that she could hug and whisper special things to. She didn't want something big or scary. Different people have many different kinds of pets. King Friday has that bird on the stick. What's he call it? Troglodytes aeden. Well, I have a fish on a stick. What could I call this fish? Sally Margaret McFarland, my fish is my pet, is my very lovely pet. Meet her, Sally Margaret McFarland. Meet my pet, Sally Margaret McFarland. Yes, if you made some sort of an animal and put it on a stick, you could give it any name that you wanted, and you could sing about it, too. I like to think of different ways children play with their pets. Let's just think about that now.
Thank you.
like pets, and pets can like people. But sometimes it takes a while to get to know each other. I remember when I was a child, I sometimes got angry when an animal that I didn't know did something to scare me, like jump up on me or something like that. I used to think, I'm angry, and I can tell you why. The reason I am angry is that somebody made me feel very small, and all of a sudden, I cried. I almost lied and said I wasn't scared. But I was scared, and now I'm angry. I'm angry. Did you ever feel like that? Feel angry when somebody made you feel small and scared? Well, Mr. Trost is going to bring his dog over soon, and we'll take our time to get to know about it. And we'll ask very carefully about patting the dog, because we should never pat an animal unless the person who owns it tells us that it's okay. Maybe that's he now. Let's look and see. It is.
Here we
Bob.
Are. Fred, now I'd like you to shake hands with Barney.
Is that all right?
Sit. Shake. Shake
hands, Barney?
Shake hands with that
Thank you very
boy.
Much. Is it all right to pat him?
Oh, sure. He loves to be patted.
Hello, Barney.
Thank you for asking. Oh, he loves to shake hands.
You know, his nose feels very cool.
That's one of the signs that he feels good.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Right, boy. What about that leash?
Oh, that won't hurt him.
It's not too tight.
Oh, it's not too tight.
Uh-uh. Careful of that, aren't you? You know, it's a real responsibility to take care... Yes, to take care of a nice boy like you.
It sure is.
Puppy.
Well, you're a very responsible person, Fred.
Would you like to stay?
Look
Would you like to stay with me? Yeah, well, I'd have to take him to my real home, you know.
I know, but I do wish you'd consider it.
Well, it's a big responsibility, but I'll ask Joanne about it, and...
Terrific.
And I'll get back to you.
He must be very comfortable with you. Tail's wagging, eyes down beside you. I think you'd enjoy a visit with Mr. Rogers.
How long would you need me to take care of him?
Just overnight.
Oh, just overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Barney, you like it here, don't you? Well, we'll let you go. You think it over, give me a call.
Sure will, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks so much
right,
for coming by.
Come on, Barney.
Well, now we've met Barney. It's a responsibility, though, to take care of somebody's pet like that. Do you know what responsibility means? It's a big word, but the first part of it, response, is like answer. You know, when somebody says hello to you, you answer that person and you say hello back to them. Well, when you're taking care of a dog, you need to answer or respond. When the dog is hungry or needs to go pee-pee or poo-poo, it's your responsibility to answer to the dog's needs. I like Barney. But before I said I'd take care of him, I had to think about the responsibility. And I want to ask Mrs. Rogers if she thinks it's all right, too. Yeah. I'll just call her now. Hello, Joanne? Fine. You okay? Why, Bob Trow wants me to take care of his dog for one night. Yes, at home. Is that all right with you? Yes, I'll walk him. Great. See you later. Okay, bye. That's good. I hoped that she'd say yes. Now, I must feed the fish. I'll let Sally Margaret feed the fish. There you go, Sally Margaret. You just give the other. You have some for yourself. Pretend. I'll take the picture and the camera back to my friends. It's time for me to go to my real home now. You know what I mean. When I talk about my real home, that's a place where I live with my family. This is my television home where I come to visit with you each day. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like it that we're able to talk about important things together. I feel that we can. We can talk about all kinds of good things, and scary things, and sad things. We'll do more things together next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!